The Long Patrol, Disc 3.
Chapter 14. Marvin was jerked into wakefulness by Shad the Otter Gatekeeper. The burly creature was cloaked and carrying a lantern.
All pools on deck, mate. You're needed at the wall.
Wordlessly, the squirrel donned his tunic and grabbed a cloak. Then the pair stole out of the dormitory silently, lulled to waken young Redwall, who was still sleeping. Descending the spiral stairs to the ground floor, Shad explained what had taken place.
I was asleep in the gatehouse, not an hour back, when Skipper and his other crew arrived. Funny, I says. I was coming over to see you today, messmate. Was you now, says he to me. Well, that is funny, Shad, because I couldn't sleep for dreaming that summit was amiss at the Abbey, so I roused the crew and set course for here right away. Well, there's a stroke of luck, says I to him. You saved me a journey, matey. You better come and have a look at our south wall.
By then, Shad and Arvin were at the main door of the Abbey building. Pale, stormlit dawn was breaking. A gale-force wind tore the breath from their mouths, buffeting both creatures sideways, and hissing rain glistened off the grass in the cold half-light. Sheltering the lantern beneath his flapping cloak, Shad shouted at Arvin.
Come and see for yourself!
Leaning into the tempest, heads down and cloaks drawn tight, both beasts made their way to the south wall. Skipper of Otters stood at the southeast end of the wall, he and his crew sheltering beneath a monstrous jumble of branches, limbs, twigs, leaves and stone blocks. Arvin nodded briefly to the otters, then launched himself into the mass of foliage. He shed his cloak and climbed nimbly upward into the tangle. No squirrel could climb like the champion of Redwall. In a short time, Arvin was vaulting out of the foliage onto the battlemented walkway that formed the wall top. Bracing himself against a stormy onslaught, he surveyed the damage and its cause. Mossflower woodlands grew practically right up to the east wall, curving slightly at the south corner and petering out to give way to gently sloping grassland. Directly at the curve, a great beech tree had fallen upon the end of the south wall. The ancient forest giant had stood there for untold seasons in high and wide girt splendour, only to be felled during the night by the irresistible force sent by weather's wildness.